Thank you for joining us on The Skeptic Psychic, where we delve into ancient societies, ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, all looking at it from the perspective of the true believer and from the skeptic perspective. Joining me, my partner, my co-host, my sibling, Kimber Rodriguez. Myself, I am Richard Gregg. And again, let's look into being the skeptic psychic.
Thank you for coming to the skeptic psychic. I am, of course, your host, or one of your hosts, I should say, Richard Gregg. And with me, as always, the incomparable, incorrigible, highly intelligent, ADHD hidden sister of mine, Kimber Rodriguez.
Hey, how are you this week?
I'm doing fine. Long time no see. I'm sorry about everybody. It's just been a very, very busy thing. But we're back.
Yes.
We're also front too.
Yes. Took a little bit of a summer hiatus. Today is September 1st. Yes. I can already feel the veil thinning as we start getting towards moving into the fall. My favorite time of year.
I can feel something in the air tonight. Just hold on. Because I've been waiting for this moment all of my life. Hold on.
Yes, Phil Collins. I can definitely feel it in the air. Hopefully we'll start getting some cooler weather. Today was still in the hundreds. But anything new on your end?
Let's see. We're moving sometime in the middle of September. Hopefully this will not interfere with recording sessions.
Yes, fingers crossed, because we've got a lot of great episodes coming out.
I'll cross my eyes too if you like, because I got my ankles crossed, my fingers crossed, and my arms crossed.
Yes, we've got a lot of great
episodes. Even better. Here, I got a double crossed.
There you go.
All right.
Yes, we've got a lot of exciting episodes planned out for the remainder of this year. For Spooky October, I'm really excited. We got some really good hauntings that I think you'll all enjoy.
And for all you UFO fans, I'm sorry July fell through. But if I'm very nice and very sweet, maybe I can have a couple of those in December, especially on the 16th. Everybody knows what the 16th is. That'll be the 254th anniversary of Beethoven's birth.
Yes.
Remember, those are wonderful days to give the gifts to someone you love.
Yes, and October 2nd is also Tiffany's birthday, as well as Sting and Groucho Marx. So don't forget that day either, October 2nd. Yes. So what are we talking about this week?
We are talking about the wonderful, exciting, and highly controversial, highly political, and highly pseudo-cynical. The Flat Earth. Yes. And now I think I made up that word, pseudo-cynical.
Probably. Yes. But so we're talking about the Discworld universe from Terry Pratchett.
It's not just for Ankh-Morpork Pock anymore.
Well, I have a little story to start us off. This was written by ChatGPT, full disclosure. And it's just a little something to get us in the mood of tonight's topic. It's called The Edge of the World.
Okay, hold on. I gotta do my joke.
Okay.
It's a round like a double. It's a flat like your head. That is the earth.
Where did that come from?
It's an old Warner Brothers cartoon. Bugs Bunny was taking Columbus around the world.
Okay. So this story, written by ChatGPT, for tonight's episode, is called The Edge of the World.
As we know it.
Yes. Not the end of the world, but the edge of the world. In a time long before maps and globes, the world was believed to be flat, a vast, endless plain stretching out in every direction. People spoke of the edge, a place where the earth dropped away into an abyss of stars, a realm where the sky met the sea and where sailors feared to venture. For years, it was only a tale told around campfires, a myth passed from parent to child. But young Mira had always been fascinated by the idea of the edge. She often dreamed of what might lie beyond it. If the ocean truly cascaded off into space, or if another world awaited on the other side. One day, fueled by her curiosity and the stories of old sailors, Mira decided to embark on a journey to find the edge. She gathered a crew of adventurers and a sturdy ship, the Wanderer, and they set sail from her village. They traveled for weeks across the calm seas, through storms, passing through strange, uncharted territories, where the water gleamed like liquid silver and the wind sang in an eerie whisper. One morning, as the mist began to lift, they saw it, a sharp line dividing the ocean and the sky, the edge of the world. Mira and her crew approached cautiously, their hearts pounding in their chests as they neared the precipice. The waters began to pull for them forward, as if the sea itself was eager to show them its secret. With a deep breath, Mira steered the Wanderer closer, and then, just as the ship's bow reached the edge, they saw it. The ocean did not fall away into darkness. Instead, it flowed into a shimmering waterfall, cascading down into an infinite expanse of stars and swirling galaxies. The crew stared in awe as its celestial sight, a border where Earth touched the cosmos. Suddenly, the ship teetered on the brink, and Mira had to make a choice. Turn back to the safety of the known world, or plunge forward into the mysteries of the unknown. She looked back at her crew, who nodded in quiet determination. With a smile, she gave the orders to push ahead. As they sailed over the edge, instead of falling, they found themselves gliding smoothly along a ribbon of light, a path that wound through the heavens above them. New constellations danced, and below, endless oceans sparkled like sapphires. Mira realized then that the world was both flat and boundless, a place where horizons folded upon themselves, where every edge led to a new beginning, and where the only limit was the courage to keep exploring. And so the Wanderer continued its voyage among the stars, guided by the spirits of discovery and the endless curiosity of those who dare to seek the unknown.
Is that a wonderful story? That's actually very good.
Yes. ChatGPT actually did an amazing job writing that. I was actually pretty impressed. I asked it, so who is the author of this story? And it typed back, I wrote it just for you. Aww. And I was like, that's so sweet.
So, trust the AI. Trust the AI.
It will take
your
us over.
Your computer, your soon-to-be overlords.
Yes. So let's get into the beef of today's topic.
All right. So, like I said, we are talking about the flat Earth, which is a little bit of a highly constituted and highly controversial topic, because there are some people out there that believe this, and some people that believe that the world is round. And I've heard different sides to the story. Now, to understand this, we must think about the concept of the flat Earth. That concept of a flat Earth relives... excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do something I should have done before I started. Please forgive me just one moment while I figure this out. Because I... have a problem that I'm going to have to face one of these days.
You need glasses.
Yes, I do. Let's see here. All righty.
I got mine. Luckily, I only have to use mine for looking at my phone and reading books. The computer still works fine. But I want to get some of those blue light glasses that you can use while you're looking at the computer that's supposed to help protect your eyes and helps prevent eye strain when you're looking at the computer all day, which I do. Uh-huh. So I want to buy some of those.
Okay, let's see here. And
I thought I had made it big enough, but I guess I didn't.
Well, it's the glare. All right, so let me try this again. Forgive me, everybody. All right, the concept of a flat earth refers to an ancient belief that the earth is flat rather than spherical. This idea was prevalent in many of the early cultures, but was debunked by scientific observations and evidence dating back to the time of the ancient Greeks, who was the first to propose that the earth was that of a sphere. Now, you've got to understand that the ancient beliefs, the early civilizations that didn't go travel from place to place and didn't really do too much crossing. I mean, we're talking about the Babylonian and pre-classical Greeks, the image of the earth as a flat disk. Myth often depict that the earth was surrounded by water and upheld by a divine force. Now, for the spherical earth evidence, the spherical shape of the earth was demonstrated as early as 500 BCE for Pythagoras and later Aristotle, who noted that the curvature of shadows on the earth on the moon during the lunar eclipses, which calculated the Earth's circumference amount of 340 BCE using the angles of the sun's rays and different locations. Now, modern science's consensus is that the overwhelming evidence from astronomy, satellite imagery, and space exploration have confirmed that the Earth is a nearly spherical shape, slightly flattened at the point due to its rotation for oblong, obliate spheroid is what we'd call it.
Yes. Now, despite the scientific evidence, there are some modern groups that still promote the idea that the Earth is flat. They often rely on conspiracy theories and pseudoscience. This movement, even though it's small, it has gained the attention in recent years, largely through social media. This flat Earth theory does contradict centuries of astronomical research and physics. The scientific method, combined with modern technology, does continue to affirm that the Earth's true shape is round or spherical. The modern day flat Earth movement is generally traced back to English inventor and writer, which was named Samuel Rowe Botham. He lived from 1816 to 1884 and is considered the founder of modern flat Earth thinking due to his 1849 pamphlet, Zetetic Astronomy, Earth Not a Globe, and subsequent books.
Now, to understand who the heck Zetetic Astronomy is, Rosenthal promoted what is to call this when he claimed that the Earth is a flat base on which he believed to be the empirical observations. His work is suggested that the Earth was not a flat plane with a north and a center and a wall of Antarctica surrounding the edges. He dismissed the established scientific explanations such as gravity and the Earth's curvature. Now, in the Zetric Society, Rathon ideas gained some traction, leading to the formation of the Zetric Society in the early 19th part of the century. This group continued to promote flat Earth beliefs even as modern scientists progressed. Now, the modern resurgence of this, it started happening in the mid-20th century. The Flat Earth Society was formally reestablished by Samuel Atherton in 1936.
1956, Samuel Shinton.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you need glasses.
Samuel Shinton. Shinton attempted to challenge the space exploration as the achievements like that moon landing, claiming that nice photographs in space were fake. Nice photographs in space, fake! After he passed away, Charles K. Johnson took over and continued promoting the Flat Earth beliefs through the Flat Earth Society, which published newsletters, pamphlets, and all the papers. And the recent growth of it from the 21st century, social media has been and always will be the contributed in the resurgence of the Flat Earth. Now, allowing it to gain near followers, Varnin, conspiracy theorist, Varnin, who was conspiracy theorist, influencers have adopted a spread over these ideas. And although they remain fringe beliefs, the movement today is more of a cultural phenomenon, than the scientific one, relying on the mainstream and math misinformation of conspiracies, thinking and skepticism of something that answers like NASA and the almost scientific community.
Yes, I mean, I don't understand it because we have satellite photos. We have people who have orbited the Earth, and yet they're still saying that it's all fake.
Yep. We never went to the moon.
It was staged by and directed by Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. And in fact, I would love to actually have in the future an episode on the faking of the moon landing.
That would be cool, actually.
Yes.
Yes. Now, the modern day flat earth theory is a pseudoscientific belief that does reject the well-established scientific consensus that the Earth is an oblate spheroid. Instead, people of the flat Earth theory believe that the Earth is flat and disc-like. Kind of like we mentioned earlier, Discworld, which if you don't know, is a great book series by Terry Pratchett. Check it out. But here are some key thoughts of this theory. Most flat Earth thinkers think that the North Pole is at the center of the disk and that Antarctica forms a ring around the edge, acting as a giant ice wall, and this prevents people and water from falling off of it. This goes into why a lot of people think it's very hard to gain access to Antarctica. I mean, forget that it's freaking freezing. I mean, just stepping outside, your fingers would fall off. But they have this theory that the world government has blocked off Antarctica so that you can't gain access to it and find out the truth of the Earth.
Which borderlines into conspiracy theory, everybody.
Yes. Also, they believe in the existence of a dome or a pyramid that encloses the Earth. It's often thought to be impenetrable, and it covers the sky, trapping everything inside. So I guess kind of like our atmosphere, but a little more impenetrable, I don't know. With this, they believe that the sun and the moon, the stars and the planets, are much closer to Earth than traditional astronomy would have you think. And they all seem to move around in this dome somehow. I'm thinking of a giant
the
snow
Earth,
globe.
As is on the heavens, as is on the Earth, as is below.
Yes, I'm thinking of this giant snow globe in my mind. So just pray that they never shake us up. Now, according to the theory, the sun and the moon are smaller and closer. And they typically described as being only about...
Sorry, somebody shook the earth there for a second.
Sorry?
Somebody
shook the earth.
Yeah, you didn't see it. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, they say that the sun and the moon are much smaller than what we think. And they're actually much closer to the earth than we think. So we're looking at maybe about 3,000 miles, which would be 4,800 kilometers above us. And these bodies are often said to circle above the flat Earth, kind of like a spotlight, and they illuminate different areas at a time. Also, it typically rejects the concept of gravity. So instead of just, you know, being here, we're kind of like held down, I guess. I don't know. We're being pushed down. Some versions propose that the Earth is accelerating upward at 9.8 milliseconds, creating the illusion of gravity, while others believe that the density and buoyancy explain why objects fall to the ground.
But then, of course, you know, I know gravity exists because I'm clumsy.
Well,
I fall down, but I get it back up again.
You know, my father-in-law actually believes that gravity is an illusion. He's got a different theory about how it is, but yeah, there is actually people out there and highly intelligent people that believe that gravity is an illusion. So it's not just the flat earth people. Yes. Now we get to what I was saying before about Antarctica and its conspiracy. Flat Earth proponents often argue that space agencies and government scientists are hiding the true nature of the Earth. They do believe that all images and videos from space are faked, and the exploration of Antarctica is restricted to keep people from discovering the truth of this wall, which goes back to what I said before. They also claim that the horizon always appears flat to the naked eye, and that no one has ever observed the curvature, even at high altitudes. They also use this evidence, I'm sorry, they use this as evidence that the Earth is not a sphere, but that it's, again, flat.
Now, flat earthers do believe in the distrust of the mainstream science, believing it to be controlled by the hidden elites. And their belief are often reinforced by combinations of skepticism, of which you have to understand that they do believe that the horizon or skepticism of satellite imagery, social media, and echo chambers can also play a role in reinforcing these beliefs. Now, despite this theory, the overwhelming evidence from satellite images, global navigation, astronomical observations, and the science of gravity support that the fact that the Earth is around. This belief that NASA, this National Astronomical Science Association, it may be, or aeronautics or aviation, NASA is lying about the shape of the Earth, and it is in the core part of the flat Earth conspiracy theory. However, there is incredible evidence of supporting this claim.
There is no credible evidence.
No, it says, no credible. It could be credible evidence. You never know. But it does not have any credible evidence. Now, the idea is rooted in the broader conspiracy thinking, often linked to deep distrust of government, scientific institutions, authoritarian figures. And let's go ahead and explain the exploration of why some people believe NASA is lying.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, propositions of the theory often allege that NASA and other space agencies are part of a global conspiracy to hide the truth of the flat Earth. They argue that photos of the Earth from space, including those taken during the Apollo moon landings, are staged.
But I've got a question. Why, if the Earth was really flat, why would they want to hide it? I mean, what's the whole point of saying, oh, the Earth is round if it's really flat? I mean, to me, that seems like something really, really mundane for them to be all conspiracied about. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, we have to look at the fact that many of the proponents of this theory have a strong distrust because, you know, they believe that we are being controlled.
Ah, so it's just another way for them to control us?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Continue.
Oh, go right ahead. Now, they have a strong distrust of the authority flatliners, including NASA. They believe a government, scientific organizations, and corporations work together. Again, we're being controlled to control the information and mislead the public. This distrust is often based on skepticism of modern technology and sciences, as well as a belief of hidden agendas and conspiracies. Now, thinking on this theory that flat earthers believe often view that the claim that the Earth is round as part of a vast global conspiracy, again, conspiracy, that they argue that NASA, along with other space agencies and government, fabricate the images, videos, and data to where it should support the false notion of a spherical Earth, and making it almost seem like it's a round marble. However, you know, according to this belief, the moon landings, again, were faked, which we can bring up on a future episode. And space exploration is staged to all satellite images and the manipulation. Do you think that if you could play devil's advocate, do you think that they could actually be doing all this work on the ISS and in outer space inside of a full?
To me, it seems like it would be too much energy for something so pointless. I mean, there's a lot of energy that goes in and money that goes into their supposed fakeries. It's just, I don't know why anybody would put so much time and effort into something so mundane. Again, even if it is to control us, it seems like a really, really dumb way to control us. Maybe. That's my thoughts.
Okay.
However, they might argue that the deception serves to maintain control over the population. This could be either for financial or political reasons. However, the flat earthers generally don't offer consistent explanations as to why NASA and other agencies would perpetrate such a deception or what they stand to gain from it, which goes back to my thoughts, just as I said. It makes no sense. Now, social media and internet forums have allowed misinformation to spread rapidly. There have been echo chambers where people encounter only information that reinforces their beliefs. And these are common in the flat earth communities. This environment fosters beliefs in a massive cover-up by NASA, despite overwhelming evidence towards the contrary. Sorry, words are hard.
Contrary to their beliefs.
Yes. Some misunderstand or misinterpret evidence that relates to space exploration, gravity, or astronomical phenomena. For example, they might view distortions in camera lenses, lighting effects in space photography, or their own limited observation of the Earth as proof of NASA's dishonesty. The average person does not have the resources to directly observe space. Well, that's kind of not true because, I mean, they could buy a telescope. They just don't choose to. But this does make them vulnerable to accepting alternative explanations, especially if they already have a distrust of mainstream science. Another common argument among the flat earthers is that NASA perpetuates the lie about the Earth being round just to justify its massive budget. They claim that NASA is a money-making scheme and suggest that the funds allocated to the space programs are used for purposes other than space exploration. This is possibly diverted for secretive projects or to enrich certain groups. So I guess when they stopped funding NASA and they started this new space project, they're thinking the same thing. I don't know. However, NASA does provide vast amounts of evidence supporting the fact that the Earth is round. This includes, again, satellite images, space missions, such as, again, orbiting the Earth. They also have scientific data on the planet's rotation and gravitational forces. And the images of Earth from space the images of Earth from space, observations from the International Space Station, also numerous experiments over the centuries consistently demonstrate, again, that the Earth is an oblate spheroid, people. Continue.
Yes, we have got to remember. It's around like a ball.
Yes.
Now, the scientific community that of this idea about the shape of the Earth is rejected by global scientific community. The spherical shape of the Earth is confirmed through centuries of evidence. Through the century of evidence, as though they were thinking of that. From the works of early astronomers to modern day astrophysics, scientists point out that the conspiracy of the magnitude to be true, thousands of independent researchers, engineers, astronomers from countries all over the world, many that aren't associated with NASA.
So people who are not associated with NASA are saying the same thing.
They could be.
Yes. Continue.
Would also need to be part of a deception, which is highly, 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 highly impossible. In conclusion, we like to say, ladies and gentlemen, even though we may say the conclusion is up to you, but in our account, the belief that NASA is lying is primarily a product of conspiracy thinking, distrust of authority, misinformation. While the idea persists among a small group of people, it is not supported by any credible evidence or witnesses. Flat Earth is opposed to centuries of scientific discoveries and maintained largely through conspiracy theories and misinformation. The shape of the Earth has been extensively verified, and the belief in a flat Earth remains a fringe pseudoscientific position that is and is not supported by any representation of scientific institutions or evidence.
So now we ask you, what are your thoughts? Could the Earth be flat? Or are these people looking for something that is not there? Let us know in the comments. Also make sure to like and subscribe as it helps the channel. And make sure you hit the bell for notifications when we post new episodes. Yes, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we do like 5 stars. Rick, five could you count that
please.
Out?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq.
Yes. Oh. Now, what is your theory
Ich,
of these?
Ni, sa, chi, jo.
Yes, we do like 5 stars, but we'll take whatever you give us. And if you could also leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that helps our channel as well. And we will read
and
the
reviews.
And we
also are on Spotify, so you can actually leave comments there too.
Well, I don't know if Spotify allows you to leave comments, but you can
yes,
review us. It does.
Yes, it does.
I was told it doesn't.
Oh, yeah. I've left several comments on Spotify.
Oh, well, you can do it there too then. But what are your thoughts of these people and their conspiracies?
My thoughts?
Yes.
I've already expressed my thoughts.
No. I mean, we went through all the data, but you haven't said what you think of the these people or of this theory.
People are strange, but when you're a stranger, faces come out of the walls, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, me personally don't believe in the flat earth, but if somebody else believes and they do have some, some ideas and theories of it, I'm open to listen.
There's a really good, I know there's a lot of controversy around the YouTuber Shane Dawson, but he does an interview with his brother, who's a flat earther. And if you listen to it, there is really actually a lot of compelling evidence. Not that I would ever believe it, but he does bring up some great topics and ideas. I might link that again, since there's a lot of controversy around this YouTuber. I may not, but yeah, it is something to consider. But again, like I said, I don't see why they would put so much time and effort into faking this world being round, with the photos and the moon landing, and just, I mean, if they're spending that much money to fake it, that money could be used better spent. You know what I mean?
Yep. Stanley Kubrick could have been paid a lot of money.
Yeah. But regardless, next week we're going to have a great topic. We will be talking about ley lines and how they are thought to contribute to the hauntings around the world. So, as you know, always when it comes to the ghosties, I'm excited about that one. Any further thoughts before we end tonight's episode?
Just a couple of things. One, if you do believe in the flat earth theory and wanted to come on here to discuss, we'll be more than happy to actually discuss it with you. You can reach us at info@skepticpsychic.com, where we will get you set up and we can have a very nice, wonderful discussion on this topic. We promise we won't make fun of you or anything like that. We'll listen. We'll have a nice conversation.
Yes. And with that, we wish everybody a good night and sweet dreams.
And unpleasant nightmares.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.